Hey there, traders. Looking to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes a day? Then you need to head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com right now, where you can get our five-step system to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes per day. And the only place to get that is at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
The market may be bullish, but the individual stock, if it's not in a bullish posture, don't trade it. Don't have that disagreement between the two, between the stock and the market. You want to be going with the trend of the stock and with the trend of the market. And if you can get both of them moving together, up or down, bullish or bearish, you're already greater than I ever was before I figured all this out.
This is the How to Trade Stocks Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Hey there, traders. Welcome back to today's How to Trade Stocks Options podcast.
I have three special free gifts for you over at 10MinuteStockTrader.com. That's the Triple Stock Profits ebook you can get for free. That's a bullish power cheat sheet that you can get for free. And if that wasn't enough, at the brand new web class, How to Easily Discover Proven Backtested 100% Plus Winners, that is for free as well. You can get these three free gifts, all yours, at 10MinuteStockTrader.com. The Triple Stock Profits ebook, the free web class, and the Bullish Power Cheat Sheet. And all you got to do is go to 10MinuteStockTrader.com.
Markets are people. People are predictable. Outlier can show you how to track market fear and greed with artificial intelligence on over 1,300 of the largest market cap names. Visit Outlier.com to learn more. That's OVTLYR.com. They have a free pilot program for the rest of 2021 that you can get access to right now at OVTLYR.com. That's OVTLYR.com.
Hey, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you'll be notified every time we give you more tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter every single week.
Hey there, traders. Welcome back to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. I hope you are ready, because we're going to be doing more, get ready for it, trading habits. Yeah! Which is cool, because we have 39 of the world's most powerful stock market rules. And if that sounds good to you, smash the like button, because this is the kind of content we love to cover. Now, we are deep in the middle of these trading rules. We're going to be all the way to page 38, I believe, on rule 21. On page 38, yep. Rule 21 says, when there's nothing to do, do nothing. This is really hard to do. I'll give you a personal story, and then I'll give you my experience with other people with this, right? It took me a long time to figure out how to trade profitably. And I'll never forget, there was one day, I was on a business trip, and I had no trades on. And of course, you know, you're like a kid in a candy store. You got money in your pocket. You got a hole in your pocket, as my dad would say. You got a hole in your pocket, huh? Let's just say I had $5,000, for example. And I was like, I can't do nothing with this money. I got to do something. And I was on this business trip, and I pulled out my iPad, and I put on Iron Condors, like, 50 of them, or not 50, but it was like a bunch. Like, you had to scroll to see all of them, right? No basis at all for these trades, other than the fact that I was burning a hole in my pocket. Maybe it's a Texas thing, I don't know. The money was burning a hole in my pocket, and I had to do something with it. That is not the right way to trade. Traders lose money by entering trades they shouldn't do. Entering trades they shouldn't do to boredom, that was my experience, or because they're trying to make things happen. The motivation for taking a trade should be a signal, should be your signal, and it should have a good risk-return relationship and a high probability of working out for you. meaning you've back tested it. You know where you're going to get in, and you also know where you're going to get out. And what I see a lot of the time, and traders that I work with, is they want action. In fact, one of the people I had on the podcast one time, Chris Butler, he runs the website, or the YouTube channel, Options, I forget what it's called. Yeah, just type in Chris Butler and you'll see him on YouTube. But he runs a trading channel, similar to this. But he was telling me, you know, he had a trading service and people would complain that there wasn't enough action. And that's a similar situation I've had as well. I'm not here for action. If you want action, go turn on sports. If you want to see a consistent winning strategy, if you want to see returns that are a lot better than a 9% annual return on the stock market, then you need to find a trader who understands how it works. You need to find somebody who isn't out there saying, come join my Discord, I'm going to send you 53 trade alerts a day. No. For the people that I work with, I send one trade alert per day. One. There may be days where it goes by where nothing happens. That doesn't mean that you don't do anything. It means you take a look and you understand and you try and figure out, hey, is this the right one for me? If yes, go for it. If no, don't. The ability to do nothing, unless there is a signal, is a powerful and profitable habit to develop. Self-control, patience, and impulse control will save you a lot of time, money, and sanity. 22. Trade what's happening, not what you think is going to happen. There is a big difference between predictive technical analysis and reactive technical analysis. This one I was excited about. So there's an account that I follow on Twitter. It's called, what is this handle? Fusion Point Capital. Aaron Chopra. Love this, right? His little emoji guy. He's like, I don't know what's going to happen. Bleep. Or you've seen the ones where it's like a head and shoulder, and then textbook says it should go down, but then it goes up. That's predictive technical analysis. In my opinion, that's trying to predict the future, and you can't do that. Reactive technical analysis, which you can quantify, like backtesting, there's a huge difference there, right? So let's say, let's remove all marks here. Let's say my signal is getting in when the S&P 500 crosses the blue line. That's reactive technical analysis. Oh, it got in here? I'm going to be in until it goes back under. Oh, I got in here? I'll be in until it goes back under. You should trade quantitative signals that give you good probabilities of capturing a trend in your time frame. The market doesn't care about your opinion. It will go where it wants to go based on all the participants' actions. Case in point. It will go where it wants to go, and it's your job to just follow along. You can't tell it where to go. It's going to do what it wants to do. But you can, as long as you're paying attention. Get on that rocket ship. Number 23, develop systems based on the kinds of pain, which would mean weaknesses, endured when they aren't working, or you'll abandon them during drawdowns. Part of building my trading system that was hard and that I struggle with emotionally, but once I got it, I got it. And I'm like, okay, this works. That's all I need to know, was the testing phase. Because there's times where you're like, okay, I'm going to try this. And I'm a pragmatic person. I want to put money into something and follow it in that way. That way I reap the benefits, but I also have a more tangible feeling when it doesn't work and I understand it better. But it cost me, like, if I had known I'd have to pay $10,000 to figure out my system, I don't know if I would have done it. But it cost me about $10,000 in trading losses to hone in my system. Once I did, rocket ship. Structure your trading so that you have a low probability of being broken by a single drawdown. I'll tell you what, I trade 2% on all of mine. And Steve says here, you know, maybe if that's too risky for you, go down to 1% or 0.5%. But let's say, for example, if you had $100,000, you'd be risking $2,000 in a single trade. That won't break you. Hopefully, you'll risk much less than that. But that's your starting point. Let's make a little case in point here. Let's say you are risking here on this entry between the high of this bar and the trailing stop line, right? Let's say that you've calculated that out and the number of shares you need would equate to a $2,000 risk. Well, every day that goes by, as long as you're finding something that's trending higher, every day that goes by, your risk gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Show an example. I am currently in HPQ. I'm following the 5-day moving average, which is this gray line here. The big blue cloud is my back-tested results. What hopefully it will do. I'm not saying it will, but I'm hoping it will based on the historical data. And look, it's tracking that well. My initial risk was from 3108 down to 3051. But every day that goes by, my risk gets smaller and smaller to now, as long as it doesn't gap down, I don't have risk in this trade. It's all profits. Now, of course, anything can happen. But my trailing stop line is now greater than my entry point. And I'll add more if we can get it to close above these lines. But you've got to develop a system where your pain or your weakness in that system won't break you. Because let's say it turned around the next day and I got out. Sucks, but it happens. And it didn't break me. Last one of the day, number 24, remain flexible and go with the flow of the market price action. Stubbornness, egos, and emotions are the worst indicators for entries and exits. Really hope that you're smart enough by, you know, being a subscriber to this channel to not use stubbornness, ego, or emotion as a signal for entry or exit. Downtrends, uptrends, and range-bound markets have different characteristics. And successful traders identify what kind of market they're in and trade the price action as it unfolds. Get in the habit of taking good signals based on price action. And leave your opinions at the door. Here's something, a freebie I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you a lesson on how I find what the trend is doing. First, go to the S&P 500. Second, put on the 10 and 20 day exponential moving averages, which should look like this. Now at TrendSpider, they have this cool thing called a moving average cloud. I like to look at it sometimes. The black line is the 20 day. The blue line is the 10 day. And then the 50 day. You want to see three things on this chart, or two things on this chart. Number one, you want to see price, the bars, the candles, the price of the stock, or the price of the S&P 500, above the 50 day. Number two, you want to see the 10 day over the 20 day. These are exponential moving averages because they move faster. If you have these two things in place, price over the 50 and the 10 over the 20, you're in, wait for it, a bullish market. Who would have thought? Now, granted, not all that long ago, we had a bearish market, and I was putting on short trades. But if you just put on these tiny little indicators. They'll tell you if you're in a bullish or bearish market. And then it gets even better. Now you've got the market working for you. Do that to your stock. And then when you find a stock like this one, you'll say, wait a minute, the market's bullish, but this stock isn't bullish. Don't trade it. Successful traders identify what kind of market they're in. This one is not in a bullish market. This one is not in a bullish market. The market may be bullish, but the individual stock, if it's not in a bullish posture, don't trade it. Don't have that disagreement between the two, between the stock and the market. You want to be going with the trend of the stock and with the trend of the market. And if you can get both of them moving together, up or down, bullish or bearish, you're already greater than I ever was before I figured all this out. One last thing, or I guess two last things. First thing, check out finclub.ai. You get a 2-week free trial there. I actually use this green light here, green light, red light, orange light, as my like overriding indicator. And if I have stocks that are set up for today and I have a red light, then I know the artificial intelligence data out there doesn't work. It ain't good. I don't need to be in this. But if it's green, then hey, I'll be adding some more trades. They also have target stock prices, things like that. But that's beyond the scope of what we're talking about here. We're just talking about in a trending market. So remember, the price of the market, and for 2 seconds here, if you tell me this is too much to keep track of, close your trading account right now, because you do not need to be trading. But if you understand that trading takes some time, that trading might take a little bit of analysis, you're in the right spot. Sorry to like dad mode on you, but don't even tell me that this is too much work. Is having the ability to make money sitting at your chair clicking buttons too much work? You know that there have been millionaire and billionaires made from trading stocks. And you also know it didn't happen accidentally. One of my favorite quotes. You can go to 10minutestocktrader.com right now, right across the top there. Success doesn't happen on accident. Put in the work. One last thing. MMFI. I didn't really get this until all that recently. But once I got it, once this was the last piece of the puzzle, the way that I figured this out was I was in a drawdown and in a losing streak, and I'm like, something isn't right. What's going on here? My signals are lining up. Fin Club's lining up. I'm just not putting it together. Where am I losing it here, right? The market's going up. But why are the stocks that I pick, why are they going down? MMFI is a breadth indicator. And when I backtested this, I looked. Every time the MMFI was below 50 or above 50, going bullish or bearish, right? Bullish posture needs to confirm with a bullish posture. This is the percent of stocks above their 50-day moving average. We just talked about that. So by combining the stocks, let's start at the top, because I always work my way down. Start at the top. Say, is the market in a bullish posture? Is the 10 over the 20 and is the price over the 50? Yes. Let's look at the MMFI. Is our market breadth there? Do we have more than 50% of all stocks above their own 50-day moving average? Yes. Cool. Is today the right day to get in? Look at Fin Club. Green light? Yeah. Cool. All right. I'm looking to go long today. And then just go into each one And don't use predictive analysis. Don't say, oh, well, this flag and a pennant and a square and a circle and a isolated triangle and all that baloney says it's going to do this or that. Just take a look at the movement of the market. Is the price over the 50? And is the 10 over the 20? Just like the market was. You're going to do that for an individual stock. And I'm not saying that that's going to win every time, but this will at least set you up in the right direction. This will get you on the right street. Get in the habit of taking good signals based on price action and leave your opinions and predictions at the door. Listen, if you found that helpful, smash the like button because that's some really good stuff here. People pay a lot of money for one-on-one consultations with me, and you just got one there. So listen, like I said, smash the like button. If you haven't already subscribed, please do so. We're going to be having a lot more interviews and more content just like this coming out very soon. And tune in next week for more tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Okay, so what'd you think? That was pretty incredible, right?
I have three special free gifts for you over at 10minutestocktrader.com. That's the Triple Stock Profits ebook you can get for free. That's a Bullish Power cheat sheet that you can get for free. And if that wasn't enough, at the brand new web class, How to Easily Discover Proven Backtested 100% Plus Winners, that is for free as well. You can get these three free gifts, all yours, at 10minutestocktrader.com. The Triple Stock Profits ebook, the free web class, and the Bullish Power cheat sheet. And all you got to do is go to 10minutestocktrader.com.
Hey, if you like this video, let me know by leaving me a like below and then subscribe and share it with somebody you think could use it as well. Be sure to comment below with your biggest takeaway from this episode and any suggestions you have for future episodes. And finally, make sure you watch these other videos to help you trade faster and trade smarter, and I'll see you on the next episode.
10minutestocktrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested. 10minutestocktrader.com and Christopher Yule, through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. 10minutestocktrader.com and Christopher Yule are not in the business of trading securities trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice, tailored to any particular client situation or investment objectives. 10minutestocktrader.com and Christopher Yule are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Stocks, options, futures, futures options, and other financial instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment and financial trading decisions, and for evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any financial security and broker platform. For more information, please visit 10minutestocktrader.com/legal. And thanks for stopping by.